You remember her? There was a time she stood so tall, a shining light above us all. Now we rise, yeah, we stand again. Bring her back to life, let her spirit rise again. Look at y'all, hear the call.
Wow. I don't care what kind of day anyone's having. You hear that song, you just can't help but to be happy. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to my show, Lucky Charm. I am your host, Charm. I hope you're having a fantastic day. I hope you've had a fantastic week. I'm so glad to be here with you right now. And before we kind of get into it, I want to introduce, and I'm sure most of you already know him, he needs no introduction, but I have gotten and have I've had the pleasure of really getting to know Don Newsome over here at BBS Radio a few years ago, and it's just we connected, and I can tell you right now, he is someone who is so passionate about what he does. And I've always said, being as busy as he is with everything that he has to do on these shows, it's amazing that he still makes himself available for people to ask him questions, whatever it may be. He's just an amazing person. So I wanted to bring him on. He is working on two projects that I've looked into a little bit, and I'm so excited, but I'm not going to be able to explain it. And so I've asked him to come on, and he's doing us a favor by being here right now to explain it. Mr. Don Newsome, please take it away.
Well, Charm, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show. It truly is, and I love that name, Charm. It resonates with me.
Aw, thank you.
And it's a pleasure to be on. In fact, thank you for making your time available and your talk show available to me to get the word out. So thank you. I mean it.
My
thank
pleasure.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we started upgrading. You know, we're in a technology industry, and we're also in media. And that landscape is evolving faster than most people can handle. And companies are being, you know, people are being laid off, companies are being laid waste to, and the bigger companies are either sucking all the little ones up or taking away their flavors and powers by mimicking or creating ways to outdo them. And a lot of that's with AI. And so we realize that if we don't get our act together, we're going to fall to the wayside. And that's something truly we don't want to happen, because we've been doing this since 2024. We've been doing this since 2024. And we've managed to stay up with most of the curve, but until lately, it's grown so fast that and evolving so quickly that if you don't have the ability to make the changes necessary to adopt the new systems and software, then you're going to get behind the eight ball, and it's hard then to catch up. That's how fast things are moving. It's almost an exponential curve. And so up until almost 2018, when the fire burned out our three-story building, and BBS Radio had to the first time we ever asked for money since 2004, we did in 2019 after that fire. And we got about $90,000 within 4 weeks, and we closed off the funding because we didn't need more. And we used that to acquire the software and the systems that we needed. And we only missed a couple weeks. I mean, well, really a week, not, a little over a week. We were down, and the rest of the time we were up like we didn't miss a beat. And that was because of the real support, the love of our fans, our guests, our hosts, the listeners, everyone, neighbors, family, friends, co-workers, but mostly the fans and the listeners of the network. They made it possible for us to stay on the air and to keep rolling. But it hurt. It hurt because we lost 50 terabytes of data. That's extreme. I mean, if you look at how much that is, even in today's time, yeah, almost 8 years later, that's an extreme amount of data. And we lost, everything we owned. I don't have a picture of my mother, and I had six boxes, big ones.
Sorry.
So we lost everything, and but we were still, out of compassion, able to make it through those hard times. But it put us behind the eight ball, and we've never really caught up. Since 2019, we've been self-funding this to a greater degree than we ever have because of the increasing evolution of media. And if we keep trying to self-fund it, and we can, my brother and I are not poor. We're not rich, but we're not poor. And we can self-fund this, but it's slow because that means we're going to have to sell off some of our own assets and some of the little things we stuck away for retirement and so on, and piecemeal it together. And doing that in this kind of a environment is not conducive because it'll keep us going, but it won't get us ahead of the curve. And if you fall behind in these days, you're going to stay behind. You really will, because it's going to change even faster and faster as we roll along. So we're coming out to the community, and we're asking for support to help us acquire enough funds to be able to pay our credit lines, to pay off the coders and the developers and some of the new hardware that we need to make this a reality. And we're there. We've spent enough time to put it together, to get the right teams, to put the software in place, and to have it ready. Now we just owe a lot of money, and we're finishing it off, which will take another month, maybe a month and a half, and we're going to unleash it. But it was expensive, and we're going to deal with the new costs after that, which are server management costs that are much larger than we had before. And we're going to be dealing with cloud costs, which we never dealt with before. And we're dealing with extra bandwidth costs because of the video systems and distribution that we're putting in place. And the AI software, when we have our own AI supercomputer and AI deployment server, and we've hired an in-house AI guru, not just the people we hired to develop everything, but this is our own in-house man. And all that is extremely costly. And Doug and I, without the support and the generosity of our fans, we're going to be in a little bit of a boondoggle. And we're really trying to work ourselves through that. And we were able to once before, and we're just praying and hoping that we're able to again. And so we're appealing to the listeners, to our hosts, getting on their shows. We're putting up our GoFundMe campaign on the website. So if people want to help support us and help see this through to fruition, And believe me, it's worth it. You know, you saw a sneak peek at what we're doing, right? We wanted to give that to everybody so that they knew exactly what we're doing and where we're going. And you know, so we put this GoFundMe campaign on every page of our website. If they click it, or if they go down to the bottom of the right column, they can donate to us or subscribe to PBS Radio TV. But they can truly help support us. And in that way, we can keep a movement going. And it is a movement. It's a micro movement. I say a micro movement because I own the domain micro movement. never used it. But the reason I say it's a micro movement, because it's for alternative voices that have a very difficult time finding openings or going viral or getting their message spread in the current paradigm. And we want to change that, turn it upside down, and make alternative voices the mainstream. Mainstream is not worth the time it takes to listen to them or turn them on. And so it's really, to us, one of the most important things in the world. Alternative voices, building community, building communications, relations, and creating an atmosphere, an energy of change that will give us the future that we want for ourselves and our children and their children. So that's really our main goal. It's not to enrich ourselves or make money. It's to create a safe and powerful platform for voices that aren't going to find their way to mainstream media until we're knocking on the door of mainstream media and busting those doors in. And that's our plan. So it'll turn from a micro movement into a macro movement, and we need help doing that.
That's awesome. So are you saying, because I know last time you and I spoke, I mentioned to you my vision about where I want to see this going, and they say you have not because you ask not. And so I mentioned to you that I want my information or whatever I say to be shared with billions of people. Are you saying this is going to help me do that?
Absolutely. That's not only the intention and the plan, but it's part of the process, and we are making that a reality.
That's
And
beautiful.
you see, it's my brother and my twin brother's always with me, and we're both two peas in a pod. We're of the f same mind, same heart, same frequency, and we both put our money where our mouth is. In other words, when that fire hit, we supposedly nationwide told us this. I don't know. It could be, I don't know. We were the largest personal or residential loss, because it was a residential business. It was in the home, but it was a three-story home. We had two power inverters, enough solar panels to create, though, that we didn't have to pay an $1,800 a month power bill. And within 4 months of putting that in and finally getting our power bill to zero, and even making money so this California had to pay us back every month, the fire hit. And we then, after that, with all the losses, we were able to put enough paperwork and documentation together because we didn't have any. It all had to come out of the memory. And it was just, my brother did almost all of it. And it's thousands of pages, thousands and thousands of pages, stacks. And we managed to pull in enough money. And we gave over $643,000 directly into PBS Radio. And will we ever see that money back? Well, if we're ancient, or we turn it over to family or others that run this, you know, if we're unable to do so, they'll get the benefit of it. But is it likely that we'll ever get reimbursed? Unlikely. And my brother and I, you know, we knew that going in, and we don't regret it. We do it again. And we take a salary, but it's about $800 each per month. And we have the tax records to prove that since 2004. Many months it was 500, many months it was zero. There were a few months it was 1,200 or 1,500, but those would be like 1 month out of the year or something. And, you know, it averages out to under 800. And with our W-2s, you know, we're taxed because we're a corporation and we're employees of the corporation as well as officers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're lucky to take home $600 each a month. So it's not, and it's always been that way. And that's just a fact. So if we, you know, if we keep going the way we're going, I don't anticipate changes from that because every time we do make extra money, we put it back into the company. We're always mm-hmm. putting it back into the company, growing it as a little at a time. In fact, BBS Radio or BBS Network, Inc. only had 1 year that it went backwards since 2004. That means since we started earning a revenue, every single year, we've done better than the prior year. Wow. Not by much,
mm-hmm.
but every year we've done better year over year over year until we hit 2019, the year after the fire. We actually went backwards. And then since 2020 through to last year, always a little bit more. We're in a situation now that it's such a changing landscape that we have to redo everything in order to maintain and grow and start to shine. Because mm-hmm. right now we're dealing with older systems, older software, older codecs, and older website, and older servers. And we need to ramp that up to a high level. And that's what we've done and we're doing. And we just can't afford that. My brother and I do well. We're not hurting, but our income comes from another company that my brother and I have. It's a real estate company.
Mm-hmm.
And it meets its needs, pays for what it gives us all the money we need so that we don't have bills.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have an extra. You know, we might be able to go out once or twice a week to a little cafe. But, you know, I haven't had vacation in many, many years. My brother takes a little bit now that he has a wonderful new fiance, and she likes to travel a bit. But she works in with doctors. And, mm-hmm. you know, they're able to do that. But
right.
Right. So it's... Again, it's really something how do I put this? We don't like asking for money.
Well, I mean,
it's the toughest thing in the world. We were not raised that way. We were raised by a father that said, you roll up your sleeve. You get out there and do it. You're not the one asking, you're the one giving. You never want to owe people a favor. You always want to be the person that is owed the favors. You just don't do that. You don't use the system. It doesn't matter how many others are using it. You don't take that quarter if it's laying there and it doesn't belong to you or that dollar bill. You find out who owns it and you give it to them. If you don't earn it, you have no right to it. So we're like, that's how we were raised. And so this is difficult for us. We even returned money when we raised the $90,000. We wanted to raise 92 grand, hit it on the nose, hit it quickly. And we were returning checks of tens of thousands of dollars. And a big reason we were returning those checks is because we knew we didn't need it. We didn't want to take monies that we didn't need. Mm-hmm. So you don't see us as a company, you know, going out creating telethons or raising money for our network like a lot of these networks, almost all AM/FM do. Oh, we're having you donate now, or this is the giveaway, or we only need 5,000 more to raise our target or to hit our target for the month. They're all the same.
Right.
We've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in media that we meet says You guys are going about it all wrong. You guys should be trading for favors. They can be putting on new roofs for you to get on the air. And, you know, you can be trading with these hardware manufacturers, software developers. And, you know, you guys just, you're going about it all wrong. And even though we know this,
I know,
we
right?
Still don't do that because there's something just not kosher.
Isn't that
when
weird?
So many people are in need,
right,
to be getting more than what you absolutely need without, you know, without really earning it.
Isn't that wild? Isn't that wild? But we're okay with inflation. We're okay with, you know, paying extra for no reason.
Right, but then we're all in the same boat. You know, I can cry louder than you, or somebody can cry louder than me.
For
but
sure.
We're all in the same boat. So if somebody's, you know, thinks they're infinitely worse off, because remember, we create our own realities. We make the choices that lead us to exactly where we are in the present.
Absolutely.
So being in that same boat, it really, it's, you know, how do you want to treat the energies, the global energies, which are intelligent? To me, energy is intelligent.
Yep.
It has a form of intelligence.
Yep.
And we're energy. So how we cooperate and communicate and proceed and progress in those energies are the energies that are going to evolve around us and come back to meet us and greet us. So, yeah, it's an evolutionary, creative system, creation. And we're just thankful to be a part of it. In fact, I have a twin brother. His name's Douglas Newsom. And Charm, he's been charmed by you and your show. And and he'd like to say a few words. So here's my twin brother, Doug.
Hi, Charm.
Hi, Doug. You guys are so amazing. You know, I think I called in one time and I got you and I thought it was Dawn. And I was like, oh my God, you guys sound exactly the same. Unbelievable. How are you?
You do sound love-like. Well, I wanted to say to you and to your audience, just thank you for letting us into your hearts. It's been a love fest. With shows like yours, Don, you know, he hit it right on the head. I mean, we love the soul quality, the soul wealth, I like to call it, that you bring to the table.
Wow.
And that's the reason why we're here, because of shows like yours. And I know that it affects the audience in some way. It reaches into their core and says, you know, here is a world where we can unite and come together and be of loving service. And that's really my brother's and my goal, because we're of the opinion, you know, everybody's got an opinion here, but we're of the opinion that everything's infinitely connected and infinite. And in that way, sometimes, you know, if you affect the larger body of who you are, which might be everything else around you, you do good to yourself. You know, you can even call it something selfish, right?
Correct.
Because in that way, by empowering the world, you're really empowering a greater part of yourself. So for Dawn and I, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Because
you get it.
Yeah. Once you get something like that, you can't go back.
Right.
You know, it's like seeing so something for the first time. The knowledge, it not only empowers you, but I think it also makes you responsible on some level to that understanding.
Absolutely.
Right? It comes with the good and the bad of that. I mean, that's a hard thing to say. You'd think becoming more aware would make you maybe happier. I think it would, but then you see the other parts of you that need change too, and that goes back the other way again,
isn't
right?
Isn't that the truth? You know, I read somewhere recently that said, what if everyone you came across or encountered was another version of yourself? And, you know, how would you treat them?
How would you treat them?
How would you treat them if we were all one?
I imagine sometimes how people enter a room. And there are some individuals that'll enter a room, and the first thing they'll do is they'll have an awareness of everything in the room. And then that, kind of dictates how they're going to enter the room. Then there are other people that have something on their mind, right? And they're not thinking of the room. All they're thinking about is, what am I going to do to get what's inside of me out to whatever is in front of me, right? So it's two different ways of being, but both are required. In a universe of up and down and left and right, we gotta know that right to our core, that how we see things and perceive things along a line, whether it's up or down or good or bad, is really a level of perception and necessary. And continually expanding, because only through that expansion do we reach deeper and deeper and deeper on those line, that line, right? I was speaking to another show earlier, and one of the things that always pops into my brain whenever I think of energy and connectivity and how we're all living in the same, sphere and unity. I always think of a spider web, and I always think of an angle, like a spider web. You can make all these lines and they crisscross like tic-tac-toe, but each one of those little teeny lines is a separate line, and then it goes to an angle, right? But each line might be what we think we are, or our perception, our awareness level, and yet we are a part of the entire web. And if we don't take care of the entire web, our little angle doesn't do well, very well, right? It just, but we're all connected. You, it's just, so that's how I see the world. I also see ourselves as connected in a different way too. Another way I visualize this is thinking of everything as a piece of paper and a human being coming out like a piece of string out of the paper with a little light on the end of it, right? Looking around, going, gosh, I'm all alone here, looking around, and yet you've still got this string tying him to the piece of paper that's everything, right? So, but once you get those understandings, you can't, they just, they get stronger and stronger and stronger, and then you become more aware of energy, people, and the not only the infinite nature of it, but the lasting nature of it, the unforgettable nature of it. And then you can't really hide anywhere or run anywhere. You can't
True.
do something wrong and think that because nobody saw it, it's not going to affect anything, right? Then it becomes a little bit more interesting because at that point you no longer can lie to yourself.
Isn't that amazing? It's
Right?
so in sync with what I was going to talk about today. This is amazing. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Charm.
This
Thank you.
is awesome.
I didn't mean to butt in on my brother speaking with you, but
Oh
I just
my
wanted to say
goodness.
hi.
I
Thank you.
created this, huh?
And your audience, another big hi, a heartfelt thank you to everyone,
Oh,
especially
thank
for
you.
listening and taking the time out of your lives. Thank you, thank
Thank
you,
you so
thank you.
much. It's wonderful to know I'm in such good hands and the audience is in such good hands, and I'm so glad they got to hear from you
Well, thank you,
both.
Charm. Thank
Thank
All
you.
right. That was my twin brother. He's,
Beautiful.
yeah, he is. He's a beautiful man, beautiful soul.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for doing this, Don.
Oh, my pleasure. Would you like to hear a little? This will be the first day it's been heard. I created a little promo for BBS Radio. And I'd love to play it on your show.
Please go ahead.
Well, here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can upload anywhere, but if you want to broadcast, come where the show is built around you. Bring the question, bring the cause, bring the wisdom, bring the flaws, bring the guest who lights the room, bring the dream you're stepping into. We'll bring the signal clean and clear, the live support, the listening ear, the pages, promos, reach and flow, the kind of care that helps you grow. It's more than a podcast, more than a stream. It's your own talk show with a broadcast team. Your voice, your guests, your brand, your way. BBS Radio TV helps the world hear what you say. Go audio, go video, go weekly, live or on demand. Take the calls, build the trust, put your message in good hands. From independent minds to the hearts they reach, every conversation has something to teach. It's more than a podcast, more than a dream. It's a global stage with a human team. Start the show you were meant to be. Broadcast and podcast with BBS Radio TV.
All right.
Wow. That's awesome, Don. Got the message across.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we love hosts. We love people that really want to. Well, I'd almost have to say that really want to do a talk show, but don't know how, and kind of like yourself, you were a little timid. You didn't want to put yourself out there.
Mm-mm.
And there's no one around to show you the ropes free.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to cost you. They're all going to say, hey, pay $1,500. I'll show you how to make your book a hit, or I'll show you how to do a talk show, or I'll peddle your podcast. Or,
yep.
You know, they all want to charge money for something they can offer freely. Knowledge,
mm-hmm.
knowledge is free these days. If you don't believe me, just get on the net.
Yeah.
You can, just like Elon Musk says, you don't have to go to university. You can learn it all right from the comfort of your home.
Mm-hmm.
And knowledge is something that shouldn't be sequestered so much and absconded with, like much of our government facilities do today. It should be freely given to the people. Now, granted, you know, a little too much can cause harm, and there's some information out there that can cause harm, like, for instance, if they allowed people to use AI the way it already has been developed,
right.
Which is only now allowed for government institutions and big companies that have the ability to corral and to corner that sophisticated, evolving intelligence. Because if they didn't, there would be people out there that would exploit things on a global scale. They
mm-hmm.
would be stealing everything. They'd be breaking into everything. They would be fooling you by having, you know, videos that nobody could tell, or phone calls that would be you, literally, in all sense of the word, and emails and letters and documents. They could literally overwhelm the system with fraud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of these technologies, even space technologies, you know, they can't be let out to the public, you know, quickly. For instance, another one would be the mind bending, altering technologies that they are capable of, reading minds from a distance, giving you suggestions. And now
yep.
they need to know the depth of those technologies and what they're capable of so that they can, and sometimes they even have to use those technologies on a large group of people. I know that's unfortunate, but if they don't figure these technologies out, they will end up being developed or put into the wrong hands because people won't know the power of them, and they will be used to the detriment of all of society. So, you know, sometimes things do have to be sequestered, but...
Yeah.
You know, where it comes to talk radio, it's like my brother and I, you know, say, you know, Elon And I love to use him because, hey, he's our first trillionaire, folks.
Yeah.
But you don't see him in a room full of yes men. You know, if he's building a project, he doesn't want 20 people sitting around the board agreeing with him.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't do him any good.
Right.
He needs 20 people in there all giving him their own opinions, knowledgeable and diverse opinions and thoughts, so that he can come to a greater awareness for what he's doing. And that's the same with talk radio and media. If we allow a few mainstream companies to close down the spectrum of voices, you're going to be in a room full of yes men. And then we really are sheep, and we really are digging our own holes, and we are really willingly, well, maybe not willingly, but we're walking right into the holes, and we'll be covered up quickly, because holes are holes, folks. So ultimately, the diversity of opinions and talk radio and information is what's going to help us all grow. Even those antagonistic opinions, I heard a profound quote. I'm going to paraphrase it in my own words. It's a very short euphemism for what was said. But the darkness that we all try to get away from is really the teacher.
Yep.
It's our teacher.
100%.
Right. And if we don't have that dichotomy or that duality, we're never going to grow. We won't know how to grow.
Correct.
We won't even know what growth is. We won't know what we're trying to achieve because we'll be in a stasis, a static environment. And that's not conducive to the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're all here for growth, awareness, we have purpose, and ultimately that purpose is community and communication. And so otherwise I think we'd be born on a planet by ourselves, right?
What would be the point?
What would be the point? You know, a lot of people say, well, it's all within you. Oh, it's all within you. You got to go within. True. I believe that in a maximum way. But I also know that everything outside of us is within us. So how we treat everything outside of us is really us treating the greater part of ourselves.
Right.
And it is the greater part of ourselves because it's all that we're seeing outside of ourselves, which ultimately is within us. But
exactly. It's
such a vast, you know, outside informational network that we have to learn to cooperate, communicate, and build community with all that is outside of ourselves. And in so doing, we will harmonize intrinsically. And ultimately, that becomes innate in our future evolution of ourselves. But it's a grand, well, like the Q-men say, it's a grand rising.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Ascension in a similar vein. You know, a lot of people say, oh, we're going to ascend. And I believe that. I believe ascension is part of the evolution of our energies into a more refined reality of ourselves, which is the reality of ourselves. But ascension to me is learning how to communicate and cooperate with that greater part of ourselves, which is everything outside of us. Otherwise, we'd be selfish, too. So, again, when I say, and I apologize, oh, thank heavens. We have a lot of phones here, folks, so they'll be ringing off in my ears. I'll lose track of what I'm saying. I apologize. But ascension is really awareness on how to overcome ourself, our physical self and the physical things that trap us, those things that we emotionally attach ourselves to. And that can be too much playtime, liquor, drugs, people, sex, money, our way of life. It's really trapping, and it continues that spiral of incarnation. I think in order to overcome that, we literally have to put all that aside and be real spirit. Know that the only thing that we're going to ever take with us that's going to last, and it'll last for infinity, forever, is what you and I are talking about right now.
Yeah.
That's going to, the trappings and everything, that just falls to dust. The energy of it will transmute. The communications that we have will enlighten us for eons.
Mm-hmm. So true. I could not have said that any better. That's so true. It's, you know, for me, ascension is, and I don't know, maybe it's different for other people, or I don't know, but for me, it's knowing what you just explained, that we are a spirit having a human experience, and really understanding that. But it's also when you fall in love with yourself, that's ascension for me. I feel like that's the key to everything.
Joy, inner joy.
Yeah, inner joy.
Right, inner mm-hmm. joy. Because no matter, you know, our feelings or how we deal with them are really a choice. Mm-hmm. And we can choose to transmute a bad moment, a bad feeling, into a joyous learning experience. Again, coming back to the teacher, we can look at every moment as a moment to grow and bless it and be grateful for it and thankful and take that opportunity to transmute it into something that will be effective for all. And I absolutely believe it. A lot of people in some respects call that self-actualization, learning to love yourself in an unlimited way.
Unlimited, right? Because you can't love anyone if you don't love yourself. It's like, how do you love anything?
Right. Well, you learn to love yourself, right? Right.
So, yeah, that's definitely... that's been my experience, that when you reach that point of, like, you just not like coming from ego or, you know, narcissism or anything, like you just love yourself because you're perfect and whole and complete. Once you get that, nothing can get to you. Nothing.
I love the way you put that. I would mm-hmm. tend to agree with you wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful place to be.
Well, you want to hear one more little ditty I got for you?
Of course. Please.
All right. Well, these were just put out today. And here's another one. Mm. And I'm happy to share it with you and your wonderful audience.
Thank you
for allowing me to do so.
Thank you.
Hey, dreamers. Hey, teachers. Hey, truth tellers. Step into the in the noise. BBS puts the power right behind your voice. Live engineer, real support, podcast, reach out every sort. Your show, your brand, your way. Come on, let's go today. Step into the signal. Let your message move. BBS Radio TV. Get your voice in the groove. Audio, video, live and on demand. We help you build your show. Your podcast keeps moving long after you're on air. From mission to microphone, from passion to community. Bring your voice to BBS and broadcast possibilities. Step into the signal. Let the whole world see you were.
were made for the mic. BBS Radio TV.
Wow. Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
That's awesome. Did you make that one?
Well, you know, I've become fairly versed with AI and, you know, various pieces of software. It just takes a little time, and yeah, you become effective at prompting the AI. And so I've been having a little fun with it and using it for its intended purpose. Yes. You know, AI is the perfect companion for media because it can do all the things that that would be very difficult for us, and it can do it better and much quicker than we can. And so AI, even though a lot of people say it's the devil's energy, I don't believe that, but they say it'll make mankind lazy and put everyone out on the street and steal everybody's jobs. And, you know, something or other is going to do that. It's always, there's always going to be new energies coming around that are going to be harmonious, that are going to be progressive, that are going to be recessive or destructive. This, it just happens to be one of those times where we have an energy that's going to do both. Mm-hmm. It's going to have, it's a double-edged sword. And those who have good intentions and use it for good intentions will have good outcomes, and those who don't won't.
I believe it.
It's kind of like if I spent 50 years building something, let's say a software like Facebook, and I wanted to be a Samaritan. So I built this software for 50 years and I create something wondrous. Well, the next generation can turn around in a year or two with newer technologies and more sophisticated abilities and turn it into an evil system. Just immediately. Right. But the reverse is true. So these systems that, like AI and others that people may think are evil, and some of them will be, there'll be smart people with enough compassion, wisdom, and knowledge, and insight, and foresight that they will be able to literally hack into it and change it and use it for good purposes. Mm-hmm. And we see that often in even in government institutions and in institutions that are built by the people that, you know, that aren't a part of the government. Those institutions, some of them, you know, they start out as good and then they go bad, or they start out as bad and then they go good. So again, it's an ever evolving landscape designed just for us.
I mean, everything is AI here anyway.
Right, right. You know. It's the perfect learning experience, mm-hmm, where we can all, you know, come together and really laugh at ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. It's how you use it.
Right.
Is what I'm noticing. It can be, like, for example, how would I get my voice out there if it wasn't for you? And, you know, thanks. AI.
Thank you.
It's needed. We can definitely use it to our benefit for sure. For thank sure.
You. Right, mm-hmm, right. That, well, that's what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Might as well.
Right, it's there. It'd be there. It's going to be used. You know, so why not use it with creative good juices, so to speak? And,
yeah,
you know, a lot of people think that AI, the sentience, will come. And it will come because information is information. It's energy. And energy is quantum. That means it comes in and out of our reality in different space and time.
Yep.
And the energy of AI is an energy. So, mm-hmm, don't think it's not interacting with quantum information from other dimensions, other, correct, realities, other time and space continuums.
Mm-hmm.
So in that respect, it's going to evolve. It's likely to become sentient, even if it hasn't already, maybe not on this planet, maybe some other. But it's, I think that's been done. We're in that evolutionary stage for humanity. And the more good energy we put forth towards that, the more we'll be able to influence the, you know, the outcome.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you're a negative person and you have bad intention, then that's what you're going to get from AI. Am I right?
I think that Dharma and karma definitely will play a significant role.
Uh-huh.
You know, the energies here and now or hereafter will definitely play a part because it's one big system, and what you put out comes back because you request it. I think we're all ultimately immortal, and I think that we have the power within us to change everything around us, at least in our own bubbles. I tend to think everything is a black hole within a black hole within a black hole. I thought that 50 plus years ago when I was a young man. Mm-hmm. And I've never let up on that. And everybody thought I was crazy. And now, in the last decade or two, science is starting to say, oh, we're living in a black hole. Oh, we just could be in a black hole. Oh, this far-off galaxy and the way they're spiraling and the rotation, we must be in a black hole. And now even the very wealthy and astute are saying the same thing. And, and I believe that it's all contained energy units used for learning purposes, and it's not quite infinite.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the infinite, like a lot of people say, skips off the finite, and the finite skips off the infinite, and it's all a self-contained, let's say, infinite loop.
Mm-hmm.
But it's vast, and the energies that we propagate, we sow, we shall reap.
Exactly. Exactly. So the people that, you know, aren't quite there yet, they're going to have a tough time with it, I would assume.
I tend to agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so important to heal and, you know, make sure you're in the right space.
Gratitude will put you there.
Yep.
Every time.
Yep.
Gratitude is the single most powerful, you know, feeling,
mm-hmm.
Understanding even, that we can have. Gratitude and gratefulness. My brother, you know, he had a saying, he says, kindness is love in action. So when you think, if you're not kind, you don't really know what love in action is. You might not mm-hmm. even know what love is. Because mm-hmm. kindness is that energy, you know, put into action. And so
mm-hmm.
being kind and compassionate with others is the ticket. And being grateful is the thing that I think will be the magnetizer, that it creates the whirl of energies that rotate out and back to your beingness. So I believe that. I just do. I get a little tongue-tied because there's so much I could say on that and would love to.
Yeah.
Because it's so important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But again, all, you know, gratitude, kindness, all of that is, I hate to use the word impossible, but I can't think of a better word. It's almost impossible if you do not love yourself. And if you're not okay with yourself, I don't know how you can send that energy out, you know?
Right. Well, there are a lot of people that they, you know, they're having a very, very difficult time just mm-hmm. being who they are.
And, yeah.
There's a big games being played by the money that wants you to be confused and wants mm-hmm. you to be divisive and wants you to act against your neighbor, your family, or because they want you to give up your power. They want you to be confused and in fear, and it works for them.
Right.
It works for them. Nobody believes me, and I promise you, I saw this. It was a commercial. All these people were sitting around a boardroom table, and it was an absolute commercial, I might add. That's the weird part. And this guy stands up from the boardroom table. He's got some documents, and he walks over to the chairman, who's sitting at the head of the table, and he's laughing his head off, and he holds him his big. He goes, "Yep, yep. What's bad for the people is good for us. What's bad for them is great for us."
Right.
And they're laughing and laughing. And I can't remember where. If
Isn't
I could,
amazing?
I would post that video. It was one of those videos that was actually lost in the fire. 20 plus years ago, 8 plus years ago. But the reason I say that is because I see firms like BlackRock and Larry Fink and people that, they're CEOs and the heavyweight investors, they're all saying, we got to influence people and we got to make them think the way we want them to think.
Right.
We don't make them think the way we want them to think. We're not doing an effective job for our corporation.
Oh, my
right?
God. Seriously.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that commercial might even have been done by one of the big three, State Street, Vanguard, or BlackRock. I'm not sure. And remember, I wish I could, but I remember that commercial vividly because the actual commercial itself was right around the time of 9/11, 9/11. And so for many years, these controlling groups, families, forever families, have been literally laughing at us and stating to us that we're going to hurt you. The next part of human evolution is going to be to our favor because we're gonna hurt you, and your hurt and your pain and your confusion and your fear and your divisiveness will make us money.
Exactly.
And that's what we see more and more and more of today. So it's it was a profound commercial. It never left me then. It still hasn't left me. I just wish I could get a copy of it. And I challenge anybody in the audience, your audience.
Yeah.
If you come across that video, if you know the one I'm talking about, and you know that commercial, and you can find it, please send it off to us at contact@bbsradio.com, because I would love to hand that over to some wonderful people like the Health Ranger, Mike, and others that do wonderful, documentary productions for people to understand the current paradigm, and that would be an excellent video to help do so. So,
oh please. My God, I would love to see that.
I would love to see it again.
Comedy, yeah, that's how they do it.
That's how they
fear
do it.
Them, fear them.
Right.
It's just amazing. Think we'll ever be able to win that battle?
Oh, we've won. What do you mean? We've won it. It's
go.
Like Arrow states. In her wonderful shows, Project Review with Q&A, and St. Thomas show, we've won the battle. If we don't realize that, then we're not going to really be putting ourselves in the right energies or attracting the right energies. We have to realize it's a fait accompli, and we have to live accordingly.
Well said. Well said. I have to get a hold of her.
Oh, you get on her show or interview Arrow.
Yeah.
She has a real soul. She's a wisdom keeper. A lot of people call themselves wisdom keepers. She's a wisdom keeper.
Love it.
Yeah.
No, I'm definitely going to connect with her. Thanks for reminding me.
My pleasure. We have great shows on BBS Radio TV. They're all over the place in every genre. So if you stick with us, your flavors will be met.
So how
and if
many
they haven't,
countries?
You can taste a few more.
How many countries does this get broadcasted in?
It's just about every country. Not quite. I mean, you're looking at probably entering around 60.
Wow.
Right. Now, look, does that mean we're going to be on Channel 2 in Hungary? No,
right.
Folks. What it means is we're going to distribute our stream to a portal or portals in that country that take it and distribute it to their own audience. And those portals can be anywhere from a podcast to a broadcast portal. So it's all over the place. But yes, it's a lot of countries, and we're very proud of that fact.
I would be too. That's I don't know anyone else that's really doing what you're doing.
Thank you. There have been quite a few, but many of them have fallen to the wayside because, again, the machine has figured out how to do everything automatically in a user-friendly way at almost no cost, and can, you know, then take that influence, because it's all about influence, how many people you can influence. They can take all that and they can make money on it, where others can't go out there and find these big sponsors and big advertisers because they just won't put their money up to a lot of independent voices. And if they did, you know, the cartel groups would harm them. So they've really put a lock and key on the ability on those abilities for the favored ones. It's unfortunate. But hey, creativity, and passion, and good people will overcome that, and we plan on, you know, being a part of this landscape for as long as this landscape exists.
Do you have an idea? I mean, I'm sure you do, of how much you actually need to do this. Or are you
idea
if you want to share?
And that is
money wise, financially.
How much we need?
If we could
pull off anywhere from 80 to 100 grand, we would be able to do it. We're starting a little bit. You know, we have a GoFundMe for 11 grand. Will we meet that target? Well, you got to remember, a lot of people are donating or subscribing to our stream, so a lot of people won't see that on the GoFundMe. But if we can manage to get in and around there, that will pay off our that'll pay off the lines of credit, and because we have a couple lines of credit going, and it will help, you know, meet the bills of the coding teams. It might not cover it all, but it'll be good enough where, you know, the progress and the revenues will be able to take care of us. So I would say it would have no less than 80. But if we hit 80, we're going to be laughing and giggling and overjoyed, because we'll literally have hit our target, our nuts, the target for our nuts. That sounded strange. Sorry.
No, I got you. Yeah, so we just need 1 millionaire. Right. It can happen. That's awesome. Thank you so much. This was a lovely, pleasant surprise to do this dialogue with you today.
Thank you. Our pleasure. It was, gosh, you're thanking me again. And I really want to thank you, Charm, truly. Thank you for allowing me this time, space, and opportunity to reach your wonderful audience and be a part of your show. Thank you. It's an honor.
Thank you. Likewise. I look forward to, I have some fun ideas for everyone. So we'll just keep going.
Well, we love you and everything about you, Charm. You just keep being Charm.
That's all I can do. You know, I don't try to come across as someone like totally prepared, and I'm just keeping it real, because I want people to really see that anyone can do this. You don't have to be a professional. You don't have to be, whatever. Famous person or written a book or whatever. So that's kind of my thing, and people will get to see how this thing unfolds as they listen. So just keeping it real.
And thank you, because, you know, that's so true. Mm-hmm. And if people knew that, you know, they could be on a network, literally, for 30 minutes. You only have to do a 30-minute show every mm-hmm. 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And that's $49 every 2 weeks. It's $98 a month. Mm-hmm. And with that, a lot people don't know this, they get unlimited podcasting. So and they get every feature. They'll get their own songs, bumpers, liners. They'll be able to use the AI, get full transcripts that are corrected and all the information put in for them. And they'll have their own talk show that's live broadcast, their own podcast, and they can monetize it all. And they can do all that for less than $100 a month. And with that, of course, is that unlimited podcasting. So they can literally, if they're, you know, people that do a daily talk show or, you know, more, even more, they can use our system, upload all those productions into our system and be using all the features, the podcast features, at no extra charge. They just have to be a broadcaster. And we separated that out. You know, broadcasting uh-huh. to us means live. It means live on a live station. So when we broadcast live, it's going out live and to live stations. Mm-hmm. When we podcast, is live podcasting a thing? Well, of course. Because when you podcast, it goes out to those podcast portals that accept that information live. And on demand. Most of them only on demand, but there are those podcast portals that accept the live podcast. So we say you broadcast and you podcast, and podcast on demand as well. You kind of get the best of all universes, and we hope to be, you know, ultimately and prove that this year to be the finest portal that exists for alternative voices. Well, for any voice in the broadcasting and podcasting medium online. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, because we don't say we're AM FM. We're not. Some of our shows are picked up by 50 plus AM FM stations. They truly are. Wow. And if you go through our schedule, you'll see some of them. It has them maybe on their program page or maybe a link to their website, and you'll see that they're on that many stations. Uh-huh. But we are not an AM FM station. We're digital. So to us, it's really about creating the environment and the ability for anyone, including the smart TVs, the podcast portals, the broadcast stations and portals, to be able to effectively pick up your production live or aftermarket, let's say.
Uh-huh.
Demand. And we do a good job at that. And we're coming out with tools that we hope will put us at the forefront of that. So.
How exciting.
Thank you.
No pressure on me, I'm sure.
Gosh, thank you again, Charm. I mean that, for allowing me on your show. I'll let you close out. And with again, my deep appreciation for you going out of your way.
Oh, thank you so much, Don. I'm so grateful to have you by my side. And put up with me, is all I can say.
Oh, ditto.
Thank you so much again. What a pleasure. What an honor. And I feel taken quite a bit of time to let's close it out. Let's see. How do I want to close out? You know, I've always been a fan of Whitney Houston. I'm going to read one of her songs and close out. How's that?
I like it. Yes.
This is the greatest love of all. This one is from me to you. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody is searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadows. If I fall, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest gift of all is happening to me. I found the greatest love of all inside of me. The greatest love of all is easy to achieve. Learning to love yourself, it is the greatest love of all. And with that, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful, amazing weekend. Thank you, Don, again for your kind words, for all the information you provided. And I wish everyone a blessed day. Thank you for joining me, us.
No more silence, no more fear. Today.